WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Obama administration is sending a letter today to the nation's school systems, telling them to make sure they are protecting the rights of transgender students.
The joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice will go out to schools with guidelines to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment, end quote. The letter reportedly also contains an implicit threat that schools could lose funding if they don't comply. The move comes as the Justice Department and North Carolina traded lawsuits over that state's transgender bathroom bill. I'm Mark Chase.
No endorsements, but a more united front in the GOP following yesterday's critical meeting between Donald Trump and Republican leaders.
For the most part, we agree on a lot of different items, and we're getting there. I don't mind going through a little bit of a slow process. It's a very big subject. I mean, we have a lot of things.
House Speaker Paul Ryan using the meeting as an opportunity to get better acquainted with Trump before giving his full endorsement.
This is a first very encouraging meeting. But again, in 45 minutes, you don't litigate all of the processes and all the issues and the principles that we are talking about.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, confident that the party can present a united front come this fall.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Pressure is mounting on Democrat Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, to end his campaign for president, but Sanders still sees a narrow path to the nomination.
It's mathematically impossible for Sanders to win enough delegates in these remaining contests to clinch the nomination, so Sanders is arguing that he could still win more pledged delegates than Clinton when all the primaries end next month. But even that's a pretty high bar. Sanders would need to win 67% of the remaining pledged delegates to beat Clinton by just one delegate. And even then, Sanders would need super delegates. Those are the party big shots who also get a vote at the convention. He would need them to flip their support from Clinton to Sanders in order to win. And that is very, very unlikely.
Correspondent Chris Freites. At this hour, Metro Redline trains are single tracking between Friendship Heights and Van Ness due to another incident of an arcing insulator. Seems like hardly a day goes by without a similar problem somewhere in the system.
Metro's not a lost cause, according to the new chief safety officer, Patrick Lavin.
I'm coming, like I told you earlier, from a perspective of New York City transit in the 80s, so I don't think you have as great a problem in my mind, that is so insurmountable that it can't be addressed with good, effective leadership.
Despite the problems, he says the system is safe to ride, but
there are things we need to do to improve performance, and the thing you do that is you identify the problems and you fix them.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the second time in as many years, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has ordered cuts in fees the state charges.
Today we are here to announce that we are reducing or eliminating an additional 155 fees, saving hardworking taxpayers another $60 million. Over the next 5 years.
Hogan says the various fees he's reducing will put money back in the hands of Marylanders, where he says it will do more good than it would in the hands of the government. And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the day he signed an order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons was his, quote, greatest day as governor. McAuliffe made the remark last night while speaking at an African-American church in Richmond. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,737. Sports, the Nats are idle. They host Miami tonight. The Orioles win their fifth straight, beating the Tigers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Take you onto the George Washington Parkway, dealing with two large potholes and jam now coming off the Beltway. So if you're coming from, say, across the American Legion Bridge, and you normally take that exit to go onto the G-Dub, already seeing the delays backing up the Beltway. Right about Turkey Run, about a mile south of the Beltways, where they have the left side coned off with these two potholes. And now, in the backups, a report of a crash. I know it's tedious to get through there, but really need to watch ahead. If you're joining on the GW Parkway from, say, 123, you are without delay heading in through town. Bridges into town, 14th Street Bridge, quiet start. 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge with lanes open. To the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road for the stop and go. 210, just the volume. Route 4 and Route 5 has been a great ride this morning heading up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes coming, big cool down, especially for the tail end of the weekend. 75 today, round of showers, thunder showers, most likely around late morning into the early afternoon. Then by tonight, your Friday night out should be clear. Overnight, we fall to 56. Thunderstorms tomorrow may have some wind and small hail. 73, much cooler, only low 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 63 in Bethesda, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Collins Firm. George Zimmerman is having some trouble auctioning off the gun he used to kill Trayvon Martin. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Listen, coming up at 7:35 this morning, we're going to talk to the director of D.C. Health, director of health, about the Zika virus. I mean, what do you need to do? What are the concerns? What do you need to know about mosquitoes and Zika? That's at 7:35. Then we're going to talk to a reporter from the Daily Caller about 2016 politics, and we're going to return to this conversation about a letter going out from the Obama administration to school districts all over the country today telling them they must adopt their version of transgender policy. It's all coming up straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And tomorrow is the Republican Party convention for the state of Maryland. It's tomorrow. And joining us right now is Joe Cluster, the executive director of that fine body. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Cluster.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Is it tonight or tomorrow that it starts?
Well, tonight we have our exec committee meeting, and we'll have a couple hospitality suites in the hotel.
Yes, the famous hospitality suites. I've heard legendary stories about those hospitality suites, Joe Cluster.
Yeah, so they'll be there for people to campaign for the delegates to the national convention, along with our national committee races.
And network. But the real business starts tomorrow. Now, are you seeing any kind of disconnect between the delegates who are assembling at this state convention and the results of the popular vote in the primary in Maryland, where Donald Trump won pretty convincingly?
No, I think people realize that, you know, Maryland's 38 delegates will be going to Donald Trump. And, you know, I think there are some people who backed other candidates who are running, but these are party activists who want to go to the convention, who want to be part of, the Republican process of nominating our candidate. So I don't see any, shadow campaigns being run.
No, but does it give you pause that Governor Larry Hogan, the titular head of the party in the state of Maryland, he's basically the top elected official for the party, he has not given any sort of indication that he will even vote for Donald Trump?
Well, I think Larry Hogan's busy dealing with the issues of the state of Maryland. I think he's got more important things to do right now in changing Maryland from, the horrible government that we had for 8 years back into something that's resembling something that represents the people. So I think he's focusing on Maryland right now, and we'll see what happens when we get a little bit closer to the election. But as of right now, he's focused.
But he's not going to say anything at the convention. That sounded a little like spin. Come on, now he can run the party and still say, yeah, I'll vote for the guy. I mean, he can run the state and still do that.
But you know, that's his prerogative to vote for who he wants. I think right now he's focusing on Maryland, and we'll see what happens down the road. But as of right now, he's not talking about it.
Okay.
Well, how are Maryland Republicans about the Donald Trump candidacy? I mean, are they on board with it?
I mean, I had over 450,000 Republicans vote in the primary, and over half of them voted for Donald Trump. So yep. I think the numbers speak for themselves. I think this guy has a movement going in America that is kind of interesting that I've never seen. And, he's getting a lot of Republicans out to vote. I mean, this was the largest turnout in Republican primary in years. So there's something to say about, his numbers in the Republican primary.
All right. So, what is it like to be a Republican in Maryland right now? I mean, the state has always been described as 2-1 Democrats to Republican, which means the Democrats usually prevailed in most issues statewide. But then we had Larry Hogan become the governor, and a lot of people said, well, maybe things are changing. Do you detect that something is going on in the state of Maryland with regard to the change and people who call themselves Democrats and people who call themselves Republicans?
Well, if you look at the numbers, they're not lying. I mean, we're the strongest we've ever been. We have more locally elected Republicans than ever. We have more registered Republicans. We're in 1 million registered Republicans in the state of Maryland. I think people are starting to take a look at the Republican Party because the Democrat Party has moved so far to the left in this state that it's starting to not represent the mainstream voters in this state. So I think we have a great opportunity in Maryland to build the party and show another side of how government could run. We have a great person at the top of the party, Larry Hogan, showing what a Republican governor can do. I mean, he just lowered a whole bunch of fees yesterday. So he's trying to show that, Republicans can still run a government and pay for things, but not burden the citizens as much as the Democrats will.
We've been focusing quite a bit here on WMAL on some issues in Montgomery County, and we've been sparring a bit with the county supervisors who are all Democrats. And, there's a vibrant Montgomery County Republican Party, and I understand that they are moving to put an initiative on the ballot this coming November that would have term limits for Montgomery County supervisors. I think most of them all come from Tacoma Park. They don't even represent the whole county.
Well, there's at-large. Yeah, they have a lot of at-large council members down there.
Is the state party backing that effort, and where do you think it stands?
Yeah, I think it's a great effort by our local party to collect signatures and get this on the ballot. Look, I mean, from the Republican Party standpoint, we support term limits. If you look back at the 1994 contract with America, it was the Republicans who suggested term limits for Congress. I think term limits are a good thing, especially in Montgomery County, where they continue to increase their salaries every chance they can. I think they make over $100,000 a year, which is a joke compared to the rest of the state, which, the average is around $30,000 to $40,000 for a local politician. So, not only do they fleece the citizens of Montgomery County, they continue to just keep getting reelected because, the Montgomery County Democrats have a strong organization, and they keep growing in importing voters into their government-subsidized world they live in.
Meanwhile, Kathy Schlage secured the Republican nomination for Senate, and she's going to face a huge money wall set up right now for Chris Van Hollen.
Yeah,
how's the party going to help her raise money, and does she have a shot?
Well, she was in my office the other day, yesterday, making phone calls. She is a workhorse in the Republican Party. She will do what needs to be done to raise money, and the party will be there to help. But Chris Van Hollen is, he's the career politician. He's the D.C. insider that the Democrats wanted. I mean, they were begging for him to get elected because they knew that he would be able to go to all those PACs in D.C. and just rake in the money. And if you look at his campaign finance reports, I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Well,
he's a D.C. insider who's going to, run to keep, his job, just like those Montgomery County people down there. He don't care about term limits. He's been a career politician his whole life.
Yeah, but money-wise,
money's going to mean something.
Are you going to be, the Democrats will throw whatever they have to at that race.
Yes, I agree. But if you look at the last election, Larry Hogan was outspent 5-1, and we still won. So, you know, we will put a message out there that will resonate with voters. They will just continue to dump money at a problem, and that problem is trying to stop Republicans from getting elected in Maryland. We will do our best to do what we can do.
She's a very attractive candidate.
Great candidate. Yeah. She's exactly what we need. She's an Eastern Baltimore County girl. I know this is a D.C. station, but this is the blue-collar heart of Maryland, and she will run, you know, a very solid campaign and attract a lot of these moderate Democrats who have been forgotten by the D.C. Montgomery liberals. By their history in Maryland, changing the Democrat Party from a workers' family first to, you know, the entitlement party that they are.
Yeah, no, sure. Hey, listen, Joe Cluster, Maryland Republican Party, we appreciate you joining us. And we love talking about Baltimore. We're a D.C. station, but we often pay some attention to the fascinating stories coming out of our tiny northern suburb, Baltimore.
we love Balmer, hon. All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And on this Friday the 13th, nothing to worry about on 270. In fact, coming out of Frederick, first set of delays as you approach Route 80 down off and on past 109, and then really great trip down through Gaithersburg in Rockville. In Rockville, crash on the Wooten Parkway just east of 270, right at Tower Oaks Boulevard. Watch for police at the scene. Bit of the stop and go, Maryland topside for 95-29. It's been a good ride down through to the Beltway. Continue to be an accident cleanup if you're leaving Frederick on I-70, heading eastbound. If you'd head over toward Baltimore on eastbound 70, one lane gets by right at Old National Pike. Yes, there's delays, but you can get through westbound. If you're coming from Baltimore to Frederick, your travel lanes are open. George Washington Parkway still with a huge mess here with these two large potholes blocking the left lane of two, just a mile south of the Beltway. Delays off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for rain, I'm sorry to say. A 90% chance of rain today, a high of 75 tonight. It will clear up, 56 tomorrow. We'll have a nice start to the day with sunny skies. And at some point, the temperature will reach 73 degrees. But then they say there's an 80% chance of thunderstorms, and some of them could be severe, even talking about hail as a possibility. Currently, Saturday.
Hail.
Saturday night.
Hail, no. I hope that doesn't happen.
Saturday night, 47 and clear, and then Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 717.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Yeah. A fine Whopper from Burger King, where you can have it your way. Is there anything better than that?
Yeah.
Well, there's a Burger King franchise.
And the lettuce.
Yes. There's a Burger King franchise in Helsinki that has come up with a way to make the Whopper even better.
Okay.
Imagine this. You go up there, you order your Whopper your way. You know, you can ask them to hold that pickle.
You can have it your way. That's
right. And hold the lettuce. And you get your fries and you get your Coke and you get...
I prefer onion rings. Thank you.
And while you're waiting for them to serve it your way, you can then enter the spa and have a nice massage and sauna. Perhaps even visit the esthetician.
Have a nice facial.
For a facial, yes. Yeah.
So let me
get Burger King spa opened in Helsinki, Finland.
So you got your Whopper.
Mm.
You got your onion rings.
Yes.
You got your big soda.
And you found peace.
And then you get a facial. You know, one of these things is not like the others.
Well, what? I think it's fine. Instead of putting cucumbers on your eyelids as you're relaxing, you can put the pickles on your eyelids.
And now that would be okay.
What better lotion to open up the pores than a little
secret sauce,
little Thousand Island dressing?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Is there secret sauce Thousand Island dressing mixed with mayonnaise, or is it ketchup mixed with mayonnaise?
I don't know.
Or is it the secret sauces are all kind of the same, isn't it? But they're really not that secret. There's no secret involved. Anyway, so if you go to Helsinki, you can go get your Burger King food.
You think this will come to America?
Not in any way whatsoever.
Okay, thank you.
No. All right. Meanwhile, let's stick with fast food for a moment. Wendy's You know how there's a big push, $15 minimum wage for fast food. We've got to be fair to the fast food workers, got to pay them a living wage, got to give them $15 an hour, got to make, who can live on the minimum wage when you're a burger flipper? Well, Wendy's is, you're absolutely right. Okay, if you're going to force us to raise the minimum wage on burger flippers, we got it. They're now rolling out self-serve kiosks.
Yep.
At their locations, California and New York have already increased the minimum wage, and right now, Wendy's will begin offering self-serve kiosks to all of their franchisees, more than 6,000 locations, in the second half of this year. So if you're a franchise owner for Wendy's, and you know they supply the equipment and all the stuff that you can get through the mothership there at Wendy's, if you want, you can get your self-serve kiosks now so that the order-taking process is done by machine.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
This is coming. Yeah, get ready.
Of course it is.
Yes, well, but they will respond to the market pressures.
That's right.
They absolutely will.
All right. Meanwhile, responding to the market pressures up at Hershey, Pennsylvania, a place that I love to go to. Mm. Who doesn't love Hershey Park? I mean, that's a great place. I've been there two summers in a row. This summer, it'll be my third summer. And one of the best things is getting all that, you know, yummy Hershey's candy when you're up there and watching it made.
I do not disagree.
There has been apparently a market demand for an alteration or at least a modification or new offering from the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which is made by Hershey's.
Well, I'm going to hold it now.
I know. You don't want to mess with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
It really may be the perfect candy.
They're not replacing the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Well, good.
But
that would be a mistake.
But they're offering you an option. Instead of getting the Reese's cup just filled with that Reese's peanut butter stuff that they put in there,
mm-hmm.
you can get it filled with Reese's pieces. Inside the
like
cup.
All crumbled up?
Well, yeah. And so it'll be sort of crunchy with the little candy shell
candy
that's around the Reese's
there.
Pieces. And then, but so you'll still get the peanut butter hit that you get, but you'll also get the crunch of the candy shell. Are you down with that?
I suppose it would appeal to some people, but I mean, I don't know how you improve upon perfection.
I think it's just fine. What about a crunchy Reese's peanut butter?
Yeah, using crunchy peanut butter.
Why have they not done that? See, I would enjoy that.
Well, you
too.
Know, the peanut butter in the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, Skippy or Jiffy.
No, it's Reese's peanut butter.
I know, but it's a different texture.
Well,
it's not quite crunchy, but it's not quite creamy.
No.
I don't know what you call that.
I would like them to put some chunks in there.
So I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't want to tell you, but it's yummy, and I'm looking forward to trying the Reese's Pieces one myself. And you know who else is?
Who?
Elliot.
I got to go to the candy machine.
After I phone home.
721.
Yes, it is.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
And while you're crunching on your Reese's peanut butter cup filled with Reese's pieces, you might want to glance in the mirror and take a look at those bags under your eyes, and you might want to do something to get rid of them. Now, you probably sit there and you think, well, Larry, I can't get rid of the bags under my eyes. It's just nature. It's just happened. It happens with old age. It happens with fatigue. Maybe I'm you know, in my mid-30s and I've got those bags, but it's just I've been dealt a raw hand by life, and I'm just going to have these bags. Well, sir, you'd be wrong. Yes, you would, and so would you, ma'am. Because you can do something about it with Genucel. Genucel, an all-natural product from Chamonix, uses plant stem cell treatment in its gel. You just put a little bit on those bags before you go to bed, put a little bit in when you wake up in the morning, and if you're like me, you'll see those bags disappear. That's what happened to me. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours, or you can have your money back. That's right. And right now, if you order Genucel from Chamonix, they've extended their Mother's Day sale. They're going to double your order for free. They're also going to give you their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment, which is really awesome for your neck, that sensitive skin on the neck area. You get that for free. Give it a try. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. The sale is going to be gone before you know it, just like the bags under your eyes. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Let's play word association. I say mold, you probably say yuck. When I say mold in your house, I'll bet you say there's no way. Unfortunately, mold grows anywhere there's moisture in your home. When that happens, everyone's health is at great risk. Health problems from mold, especially in kids and adults with weakened immune systems, include chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the George Washington Parkway, been talking about these large potholes that were coned off before the rush hour even began southbound, about a mile inside the Beltway. Emergency crews are now there. They're putting the fill in the hole there. We have the left lane of two block jam coming off of the Beltway. Now, U.S. Park Police tell me after they fill these two potholes, they're going to continue southbound on the George Washington Parkway and continue to fill any holes that might be developing or have already developed. So keep alert. And the George Washington Parkway might put some extra pressure on the Clara Barton or even 66, so keep that in mind. 66 outside of the Beltway, it's been better than normal through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Do have some of that stop and go. 395 heaviest in Landmark and now is across the 14th Street Bridge. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, just a little bit of that stop and go each direction in through Laurel. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. You can get a free computer diagnosis and in minutes activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Temperatures will cool down by tomorrow morning. Varying amounts of clouds this morning. Showers come in for the west late morning, early afternoon, 75 degrees. Those showers should be gone by this evening, then clear tonight, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is 7:27 on WMAL. Oh, man, this is going to be interesting. There's a book coming out called The Confessions of Congressman X. And so basically it's written by a guy named Robert Atkinson, who's a former chief of staff and press secretary for a couple of congressional Democrats. Congressman X sat down with him and just sort of vented and just said what was exactly on his mind with the understanding that it would be published and his name would never be used. Hmm. So he is being described as Congressman X. By the way, we know only that he is a Democrat and describes himself as a moderate Democrat. And among the things he says is, well, like most of my colleagues, I promise my constituents a lot of stuff I can never deliver. But what the hell? It makes them happy hearing it. Huh. My main job is to keep my job. He says it.
All right.
And that's what they say behind the scenes, you know. He talks about, I worry about the country's future when critical issues take a backseat to the inane utterings of illiterate athletes and celebrity twits.
Hmm. I'm just wondering, this is a new book, right?
Yeah, it's out soon.
It could have been written, you know, during the Zachary Taylor administration. This is sort of what Congress has been like since the beginning, hasn't it? But I welcome the new book. I wonder if this person will reveal who he really is.
Yeah, so far, there's a lot of speculation, but nobody has come forward to claim authorship. 7:28.
Do you ever feel like your house owns you more than you own it? Or feel like you have too much stuff and you don't know how to get rid of it all? Maybe time is knocking on your door telling you it's time to make a change and you need guidance. Hi, this is Eric Stewart. Over the past 25 plus years, I've helped thousands transition from large cluttered houses into more comfortable homes. And I've written a free downloadable guide to help. It's called The Right Sizing Guide. Get your free copy at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. Or call us at 1-800-900-9104.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Zika virus. What do you need to know? What preparations should you make? It's after the news, 7:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Obama administration wants to clarify the expectations of the nation's public schools when it comes to the rights of transgender students, so the Departments of Education and Justice are jointly releasing a directive today reminding school districts that they are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their gender identity. The directive says that includes their access to bathrooms and locker rooms. House Speaker Paul Ryan still isn't ready to endorse the Donald Trump presidential bid, but everyone on yesterday's Trump meetings here in the Washington area are sounding upbeat.
Donald Trump may not be the party establishment's preferred candidate, but party leaders know they full well have to put the backing of the party machinery behind them if they want any chance to defeat Hillary Clinton in the fall. Yesterday, Donald Trump spent a lot of time listening to GOP concerns over everything from immigration to judges to abortion. And as one senator told me, they actually liked him.
Correspondent Manu Raju. On the Democratic side, while many people presume the nominee will be Hillary Clinton, she's not there yet, and her challenger is vowing a contested convention.
Bernie Sanders is far behind in delegates, but he is increasingly making the argument that superdelegates, those party officials, should be coming to his side, particularly from states that he actually won, like New Hampshire, West Virginia, Minnesota. He won big majorities in those states, but the superdelegates are siding with Hillary Clinton. He says point blank that's unfair.
Correspondent Jeff Zellamy. Leaders of Metro say the transit agency will modify the timetable for its aggressive year-long SafeTrack initiative to accommodate a new federal rail repair directive, but a Metro spokesman says the agency has not yet determined if it can begin the work ordered by the Federal Transit Administration as soon as the FTA wants. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,721. The NASDAQ at 47,37. Sports, a night off for the Nats. They open a series with the Marlins tonight. The O's rally and beat the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
Drive and discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Chrysler Town & Country. Up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee up to $9,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Homeowners. Think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your card today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Emergency road repairs going on right now on the George Washington Parkway due to large potholes about a mile inside the Beltway. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, the right lane of two only getting by. And these crews are going to continue south down toward 123 to fill any other potholes that have formed. Delays off of each direction of the Beltway. Now for Route 7. Just seeing some of the volume as you head east and push toward the toll road. Have nothing in the way. 66, a little bit lighter than normal, pushing through Manassas toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Loudoun County still dealing with a serious crash, closing the eastbound lanes of Route 9. If you're heading into Hillsboro, lanes closed just east of Harper's Ferry Road. Onto the Wilson Bridge, your delay's backing now a little bit before as you approach St. Barnabas Road. Once on the 295, not so bad. Lanes open on the inbound 11th Street Bridge and the Douglas Bridge open. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, around a showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight will clear, 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Manassas, 61 in Bowie, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:37 right here on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in the next hour at 8:05, Vince Colonnais, Daily Caller, will get his take on yesterday's big, much hooplawed meeting between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan. Also, how will your local school board react to the Obama administration's command that all bathrooms be made open to all gender identities? Yeah, that happened last night while you were sleeping. We'll speak with a member of a local school board here in Fairfax County, Elizabeth Schultz, and we'll get her reaction. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, Larry, when I was a kid and I would go outside to play, I would often have my mom or my dad say to me, "Don't let the skeeters get you." They would say that.
Skeeters?
Skeeters. They meant mosquitoes,
okay,
which we called skeeters. Don't let the skeeters get you.
No,
huh?
You don't want that.
You know, so, you know, you need to avoid mosquito bites. They're not good for
but
you.
But the concern at that time was just, well, they're just an irritant. It will itch.
Yeah.
It could, you know, that's the problem. But now, bigger problems.
Well, now it is a more serious thing because in the coming, we've had all this rain. And you know what follows a lot of rain? The skeeters. Mm-hmm. And this time, the skeeters have a
so
real...
So you're still calling them skeeters?
Yeah, I'm just for purposes of...
Because you're not in Odessa anymore.
I know, but...
Haven't been for like 3 decades.
But I'm going to call them skeeters.
Right,
the
fine.
Skeeters can bring the Zika virus, and the Zika virus is no laughing matter, despite the fact that I'm laughing. Joining us on the line is Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt, who is the director of the D.C. Department of Health. This is serious business. The Zika virus is very dangerous. Is it dangerous to everybody is my question, or is it just the women who are of childbearing years should be especially careful?
So what we know currently about the Zika virus is that the biggest risk is for, as you mentioned, women of childbearing age. And so most people who would be infected with the Zika virus would not even exhibit or have any symptoms. Only about 1 in 5 people have symptoms. But women who are pregnant have the risk of passing the virus on to their fetus. And so that's what makes this virus that is spread by mosquitoes of greater concern for us than other viruses that are spread by mosquitoes. But it's really important for people to know that not all mosquitoes have been known to be able to transmit the Zika virus. And the mosquitoes that are most common in our area don't typically carry the Zika virus. So we don't have a really high risk of having Zika be here in the District of Columbia because of our mosquito population, but it could be passed by sexual transmission.
Yeah, so you're saying that the actual mosquito threat itself here is not bad. The problem is if you have sexual relations with someone who has been exposed to it somewhere else.
Correct. So there's a couple of ways that the virus could be spread that we know currently. So a mosquito that has the virus could bite you and you could become infected. Or it could be spread from a woman who's infected to her unborn child, or it could be spread through sexual transmission.
All right. Now, when you say women of childbearing years, but you're specifically talking about women who are, in fact, pregnant, right?
Correct.
If you are of childbearing years but not currently pregnant, you're not in danger.
Correct.
But let's just be clear on this, because you're talking about how it spreads. But can you contract the Zika virus merely by being bitten by a mosquito that is carrying the virus? And what will happen to you? I mean, how dangerous is this virus?
Okay. So if you're bitten by a mosquito who carries the Zika virus, about 1 in 5 people will have symptoms. The most common symptoms that people have would be fever, a rash that's itchy, some joint pain, and redness of the eyes, which is something that we call conjunctivitis. And those symptoms tend to last for about a week or so. Those are the most typical symptoms. But again, that happens to about 1 in 5 people will have those symptoms. The vast majority of people won't have any symptoms at all.
Well, hold on. So I guess I'm sort of a little confused here. So let's say I go down south and I get bitten by a mosquito that carries the Zika virus.
And you are not a woman of childbearing years.
No, I'm not, but
are you
how
pregnant?
Long do I carry the virus, and how long would I be at risk to a sexual partner?
So the virus can typically stays in your blood, we know, for about 1 week you have the illness. But we don't know how long
it
may
know,
stay.
Do we? Yeah.
It may stay in other bodily fluids. And so we recommend that anyone who has symptoms, who has traveled to an affected area, who has symptoms, would protect themselves for sexual intercourse for up to 6 months. Now, what we also want to make sure people understand and is critically important is that there's been no what we call local transmission of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. So we don't consider travel to other parts of the United States to be affected areas where you would be at risk. So those affected areas are outside of the United States, the continental United States, and some of the U.S. territories.
So when we see all of these stories about how Zika virus is growing in these states or that states, that's all directly pointing back to someone who has visited somewhere outside of the country and contracted.
Correct. All of the cases and the people who have had the Zika virus in the continental United States to date have been associated with travel.
However, here in Washington, we have a unique situation with all of the foreign dignitaries and all of the embassies and the delegations here. There are a lot of people who are traveling in foreign countries, and also there's going to be plenty of people here in Washington who want to go down to Rio for the Olympics. Is Rio prepared? They've got a major outbreak for Zika down there. Is there a travel advisory yet?
Absolutely. So if you are pregnant, we advise that you don't travel to an affected country. It is not recommended at all. The risk to the fetus is too high, and we recommend that pregnant women do not travel to Zika-affected areas at all. If you are, in fact, pregnant and your partner travels to an affected area, we recommend that you avoid sexual contact with anyone who may have been infected with the Zika virus or use condoms consistently and correctly during for the duration of your pregnancy. For people who do travel to Zika-affected areas, we want to make sure when they return to the U.S. that they are going to use mosquito repellent for at least 3 weeks when they return, and using that mosquito repellent consistently. We also want to make sure that we're still having people do the other things we tell them to do to protect themselves when they're out in the sun. So if you're using, you know, your sunscreen, you want to put that on first and then apply your mosquito repellent on top of your sunscreen.
All right, so very quickly, just to make sure I understand, here locally, the mosquito does not exist, or it's just rare?
It's rare. It's extremely
rare. It can exist, but it generally doesn't, right?
Correct. So we have, there's two types of mosquitoes that are known to have been demonstrated to carry the Zika virus that we are concerned about. They're called the Aedes aegypti and the Aedes albopictus mosquitoes. They have been found in this area, but they are not the most common mosquitoes in this area, and we don't routinely detect them in our mosquito surveillance program.
Okay. Of course, there's no way to know if you've been bitten by one of those, though.
I mean, well, what we do in the District of Columbia is we have a mosquito surveillance program, and we started conducting our mosquito surveillance April 4th, and we collect mosquitoes every week. And when we collect those mosquitoes, we actually determine the type of mosquitoes, and we determine whether or not those mosquitoes are actively carrying viruses that are at risk to humans.
And if you find that you have that mosquito, you'll send up the flare, right?
We'll notify the public, absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot. Listen, this is good information. Yeah, thank you so much. Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt.
You realize it. Oh, go ahead, doctor.
Events tomorrow?
Say again?
We're hosting community events throughout the District of Columbia tomorrow.
Okay.
Where we'll be providing free educational information, and we'll be providing the public with free Zika virus prevention kits that will contain insect repellent, mosquito larvicide dunks, and condoms and other educational information about the Zika virus. And those will be hosted at our Department of Parks and Recreation Centers in each ward of the District of Columbia.
All right. Good. We listened.
I'm glad we got that in
there.
Yeah,
thank you very much. For joining us, Dr. LaQuandra Nesbitt, Director of D.C. Department of Health. It is now time for traffic and weather on WMAL. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get around the Beltway, and pretty much easy here, topside, as you leave College Park to Silver Spring. It's been about the stop and go. Inner Loop in Bethesda, not so bad. 270 in the delays, heading through Urbana, Hyattstown, and briefly in Rockville. Rockville crash, closing the eastbound side of the Wooten Parkway, right as you come up to Tower Oaks Boulevard. So if you're heading eastbound, this is just off of 270. Do watch for police direction there. Loudoun County still dealing with a serious crash, closing eastbound Route 9, just east of Harper's Ferry Road. It's emergency repairs right now on the George Washington Parkway. We have a big jam up here on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway. Delays off of each loop of the Beltway, about a mile south of the Beltway near Turkey Run. That's where the large potholes are along the left side, picking up extra volume. Commuters taking the Clara Barton Parkway, so plan for extra time there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes coming, big cool down, especially for the tail end of the weekend. 75 today, round of showers, thunder showers, most likely around late morning into the early afternoon. Then by tonight, your Friday night out should be clear. Overnight, we fall to 56. Thunderstorms tomorrow may have some wind and small hail, 73. Much cooler, only low 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 747. The traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
Well, another day, another story of a metro meltdown. The red line at Friendship Heights was single tracking overnight and until just a few moments ago, because they had a problem. Larry, if I were to say to you they had a problem at the Friendship Heights metro station,
arcing insulators.
That's it. You knew exactly what it was. I mean, because that's what apparently it was. And then, you know, according to Pete Perringer, the spokesperson for Montgomery County, Maryland Fire Department, they had smoke in the tunnel. and an arcing insulator, and the D.C. Fire Department was on the scene. He tweeted that out last night. So they're on the red line. Again, another problem, another day, another issue. Look, we're beginning to get some details of what's going to be involved in this shutdown as they try to repair. I mean, parts of the system are actually going to be shut down. Stretches of track, long stretches of track, are going to be shut down for as long as 16 days, yeah, according to the most recent reports. This is along the blue, orange, and silver lines. I think the plan is sort of in flux right now, as I understand it, because what's happened is Metro came up with its plan, and then the Federal Transit Administration, which is overseeing Metro right now and providing scrutiny and safety advice, said, no, we don't like that plan. We think we have our own priorities, so here's what we think you should do. And they're now sort of trying to merge the two plans and come to a final agreement on that. So anything you hear now may change, but get ready, because I think you're going to be seeing really significant delays across significant parts. And in fact, some parts will be completely closed down in the days ahead.
Yeah, and there has been a threat, again, from the Transportation Secretary, Anthony Fox, and they reiterated it yesterday that they will shut down Metro completely if they don't believe that General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is actually on track for, forgive the pun, for actually fixing these safety problems.
Well, and there was some question about whether or not he had the authority to do that. I think it has been determined since we first heard him say that indeed he does. So, I think he's prepared to follow through on that threat. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Listen, you want your home to look its best regardless of what special events are coming up. But here's the reason why you should get your carpets clean by Zero Res immediately within the next week or so. Because you've got a lot of things coming up right now in your life. You've got graduation parties. You've got end of school year parties. You've got Father's Day coming up. Don't you want to be in a home that is not embarrassing, that doesn't have bad odors, that doesn't have traffic marks or dirt or mud, or in my case, some wine stains on the carpeting? Yeah, so here and there, once in a while, I get a little excited with my full glass of Cabernet and I'll drip a little wine. But it's no, I used to freak out when that happened, right? Well, not anymore, because Zero Res, the way they clean carpets, it's not a problem. Thank God for that. Right. I can continue my nasty habit of dancing around my house with red wine in my class. And listen, there's also a great thing about Zero Res. Not only are they the best, they pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets, but they're also going to do it all for an incredible price right now. I've never seen this price. $39 a room. That is so cheap. $39 a room. It's an enormous savings. Minimums apply, but you got to call Zero Res right now to get this deal. 703-382-1221. Talk to Luis. He'll tell you all about it. He'll confirm that I had wine stains everywhere. 703-382-1221. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Our next session starts May 16th. Ask our advisors to help you explore our undergraduate and graduate programs in high-demand fields and develop a plan that's affordable for you. Get started creating your moments. Visit umuc.edu/start today.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's time to check in, see how your money's doing from the business desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Happy Friday. Stock futures do point to a lower open today. Worries about Apple and its iPhone sales slowing, but also worries about retail business. Big chains that have a lot of mall stores are having problems making money. We heard it this week from Macy's, Kohl's, Nordstrom, and now JCPenney. Penney lost money again, a little less than feared, but the trend is not Penney's friend. There are fewer mall shoppers and more Amazon shoppers. Donald Trump taking on Amazon, saying it has a huge antitrust problem, that it's a monopoly, and it's a big tax break. Hackers have broken into the world's largest system that banks use for moving money from one place to another. This is the second hack attack. The first one in February netted them $81 million. Symantec is cutting 10% of its workforce because fewer people are buying its Norton antivirus software. And Apple has lost its crown as the world's richest company. Thanks to a stock slide this month, Apple's now number two behind Google's parent Alphabet, which is worth $497 billion. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, if you're getting close to retirement, you may be wondering how you can grow your savings in spite of today's very low interest rates. Well, my friend Larry Spoth can help. Larry and his team can show you new tools and strategies that are producing the highest rates of return we've seen in some time, and all without the risk of putting your money in the stock market. Here's what you need to do. Find out more about this by calling this number, 800-611-1952. Or you can log on to their website, and this is very helpful. It's called testyourinvestment.com. Once again, that's 800-611-1952, or visit testyourinvestment.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Retirement Protection Solutions and RWA are not affiliated. By contacting us, you may be providing information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Woodbridge crash just reported on the Prince William Parkway at Old Bridge Road. Fire and rescue units on the way. Emergency road crews working hard here on the George Washington Parkway to fill two large potholes. Southbound George Washington Parkway, about a mile inside of the Beltway. The left lane of two blocked. Big delays coming off of the Beltway. Listen up, if you normally take Cabin John Parkway, Clara Barton Parkway, Georgetown Pike, you're affected by this too because a lot of commuters looking for an alternate to the GW Parkway. 66, no troubles, and the Wooten, we have Wooten Parkway heading eastbound before you get to I-70 at Tower Oaks Boulevard for the accident. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight, we'll clear 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 7:57.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Hey, Maryland. Want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland location. Only May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
This is my right.
We're speeding down the wrong road.
We're here to make a statement. We're very concerned about our country.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Coming up on WMAL.
What a circus it was yesterday on Capitol Hill outside the RNC headquarters with the meeting, the vaunted meeting between Donald Trump and Paul Ryan. What actually happened? Vince Colonnese of the Daily Caller will tell us.
A huge story is developing this morning. The Obama administration has sent a letter to school districts all over the country saying, adopt our transgender policies or we will withhold your federal funding or possibly sue you.